name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ be with you.
And also with you.
A very warm welcome to our worship this morning here or online on this Trinity Sunday. It's good to have you with us. Just a couple of things to say. On Thursday, it's Corpus Christi, when we give thanks for Holy Communion. There'll be a said Eucharist, rather than a sung Eucharist this year, said Eucharist here in church at 7:30 on Thursday evening. And a little later this afternoon, it's Messy Church from 4:00, just in case. I'm just thinking in Tots Corner, if there's anyone there who'd love to come, we'd love to see you there with us. And anyone else, for that matter, do come along to Messy Church from 4 this afternoon. Lastly, I've published The Banns of Marriage between Samuel James Bellwood and Kate Michelle Myers, both of this parish. This is for the second time of asking if any of you know any reason in law why they may not marry each other. You are to declare it now.
We have too often exchanged the worship of the living God for idols of our own imaging. As we gather to offer our praises to the holy and undivided Trinity, and to worship him in spirit and in truth, let us call to mind our sins. Father, you come to meet us when we return to you. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Jesus, you died on the cross for our sins. Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Spirit, you give us life and peace. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy. Almighty God, who in Jesus Christ has given us a kingdom that cannot be destroyed, forgive us our sins. Open our eyes to God's truth, strengthen us to do God's will, and give us the joy of his kingdom, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us pray. Holy God, faithful and unchanging, enlarge our minds with the knowledge of your truth and draw us more deeply into the mystery of your love, that we may truly worship you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans. Since we are justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have obtained access to this grace in which we stand. And we boast in our hope of sharing the glory of God. And not only that, but we also boast in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope, and hope does not disappoint us, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit that has been given to us. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you.
May I speak in the name of the living God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all truth. Well, let's think about truth a bit this morning. And I'll hold before you this, a can of baked beans. Now, other brands are available. But am I holding a can of baked beans before you? Am I telling the truth? Yes, okay. So we've established that's one kind of truth. You can see something, you get a sense. Well, yeah, there is actually, it's closed, so it's definitely baked beans inside it. It's a tin of baked beans. So that's one sense of what truth looks like. Now, John's gospel, you could say, is obsessed with truth. It's all about answering that question of Pilate. You remember, just before Easter, we have the trial scene, and Jesus is before Pilate, and Pilate has spoken to Jesus, and Jesus kind of, in the end, confounds him, and he just wanders away saying, "What is truth? What is truth?" So as I say, John's gospel, obsessed with it a bit. So let me give you a few more examples. In a way that the others aren't, by the way. Matthew, Mark, and Luke hardly refer to truth at all. But John does. Talks about, we remembered at Christmas, that the child being born was full of grace and truth. That we worship in spirit and truth. John testifies to the truth, that's chapter 5. The truth will set you free, chapter 8. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, chapter 14. And then chapter 16, what is before us this morning? When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all truth. So it's pretty clear that when we say truth in John's gospel, he's talking about something being true, not in an obvious way, not like the can of beans. This is a truth that we apprehend, that we comprehend because we know it. We know it on a deeper level than what we see, what we know to be true because we see it. And I think we get a closer sense of what John's talking about when he talks about truth, when we talk about love. Now, of course, you can say that someone loves you because they put a beer in the fridge for you and it comes out nice and cold, or they buy you nice presents, or they, whatever it is, they're kind to you. Now, you could point to those things as being examples of what love looks like, but actually, that's not it, is it? Love's something more than that. It's something that we feel in here. So when someone says, "I love you," it's not just about stuff. It's about a deep feeling that we carry. Now, that's much closer to John's sense of what truth is. It's a knowing that you are loved on a profound level. Think of it like that. So when he talks about being led into all truth, this isn't about facts and figures, but about understanding who we are and how we are loved on a level that we can't put into words. Truth for John is not a formula or a definition or a blueprint, but an invitation, if you like. An invitation to encounter the living God, the Spirit of truth, when we do, will lead you into all truth. And that's been played out in the life of the church over the centuries. Just think about Paul this morning. Now, at his best, and he could have good days, Paul, definitely, they speak of this truth. He's always wrestling to find words to try and articulate it. Of course, sometimes he's dealing with stuff that's difficult. You know, when people at the Eucharist have decided to exclude some people, he's responding to that in some letters. But then otherwise, he's trying to wrestle with what this truth means. And today he speaks of the grace in which we stand and that God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit. Through this Spirit, this knowing deep within us, going back to love, Paul would say we understand truth. Now, all of this is really important when we think about the Trinity, which is what we're about today. Now, it seems to me we can never understand the Trinity academically, and many words have been poured out over the centuries trying to, but the truth of the Trinity works on a different level. I remember going to see Bill on Walney, and I'm sure I've mentioned him before because he left an indelible mark when I was a curate. because he was a lovely man, never came to church, but I loved him deeply. And he would say to me, I love this Jesus bloke, he's great, all that sort of thing, but the Trinity now, I can't cope with that. I have no idea. What do you mean? One God, three persons, all the same, all that sort of stuff. And I kept trying to say, no, you're not going to get it up here. You're never going to get it up here. Because it's not that sort of truth. I realise it's a bit strange when we're used to thinking about baked beans. This is true. But actually, it's more profound than that. Much more profound. That at the heart of the universe is a God, one God, three persons, Father, Son, and Spirit, and there is a life flowing between them. It's a creative and dynamic exchange. It's a beautiful thing. And in our worship, in our prayers, we are drawn into it, taken up into this Trinity, and then we know it to be true. It doesn't happen before. It doesn't happen when you make sense of it beforehand. You are taken as we are this morning. We invoked the Trinity at the beginning of our worship. We probably say amen without thinking about it most of the time. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, amen. It means so be it. I'm being taken up into this. So we are through the Trinity, taken up into this wonderful encounter with the living God. We're drawn into the heart of all things, a love that is flowing and creative and life-giving. If we describe the detail as people have, we'll lose something profound. We'll lose lots. Not least because we always make God too small. But instead, today we remember how we see the Trinity as a gift to savor through which we are drawn into the heart of God, and we just go, wow. It's a bit like when you climb a mountain, you get to the top and you see the view and you go, wow. Or like when you try a good wine and you go, wow, that was good. Or you look at a piece of art and you go, wow. You don't then sit back and say, oh, I must write that down immediately. That was Plummy and Blackberry and all those sorts of things. Or, oh, look at the curves of those hills. Or look at that great cathedral. I must write down something about the arches. That's not our first response. Our first response, they come, is wow. Is God has revealed himself as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And through our worshipping life, and through our life together, we are drawn into that. That which we can never fully comprehend, that which we can never fully grasp. But yet when we worship through the love that we share and that we are drawn into, we go, wow, and we get it, at least a bit. Our colleague this morning, I think, has it right. When we prayed, and maybe this will be our prayer this week, that God will enlarge our minds with the knowledge of truth, and that we may be drawn more deeply into the mystery of love. So when we talk about the truth of the Trinity, we're talking about rather more than baked beans. We're talking about how God chooses to reveal himself. And so may our minds be enlarged with the truth that is God, and that we might in our lives be drawn more deeply into the love at the heart of everything. Amen.
Let us declare our faith in God. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate from the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and was made man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate, he suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
To God, our Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, on this Trinity Sunday, we come before you to offer our prayers. Please sit or kneel to pray. Thank you, Lord, for stirring the hearts and minds of so many to work in your worldwide church. This morning we pray for the Anglican Church in Southern Africa. May all there keep a strong faith to do your work. Lord, in your mercy. We pray for the people of Ukraine, for the many bereaved families, for the many refugees who have lost their homes. May peace come to their country sooner than later. Lord, in your mercy. As we face difficult times ahead because of climate change, we pray that all governments and people do their part to save God's creation. Lord, in your mercy. In our parish, we pray for our families and friends and the residents of Maltby Court. We pray for all members of our PCC, and we bless them and thank them for their service. And we pray for the love and friendship and teaching that Messy Church gives to our young families. Messy Church held this afternoon. Lord, in your mercy. Let us pray for and thank our Queen Elizabeth for 70 years of dedicated service to our country and Commonwealth, and also for giving us the opportunity to hold a brilliant Platinum Jubilee party last Sunday. Lord, in your mercy. Let us pray for our local schools, for the staff and the pupils, for those in particular who have been taking exams recently. May they all make the most of their educational journey. Lord, in your mercy. People with learning disabilities are well served by the charity MenCap. We pray for their continual good work, especially at our Leeds branch on Vinery Terrace. Lord, in your mercy. Holy Lord, we know that there is no place you cannot reach. Pour your healing love on all who are sick. Our prayers today are asked for Ginny Campone, Tom Heafy, Jim Blowers, Sharon Clark, Beryl Laverick, Shane Simpson, Jeff Lidster, David Woodcock, together with those in long-term care, Mary Metcalf, Margaret Burton, George Brown, Jennifer Mode, and Lynn Perry. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for those we love but no longer see. Those recently died, Margaret Dean and Pauline Harris. And on the anniversary of their death, Kathleen Allison, Clifford Jones, Richard Perry, and Edgar Lidster. Hold the memories they gave in our hearts, that we remember the good times. Lord, in your mercy. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Peace to you from God, our Heavenly Father. Peace from his Son, Jesus Christ, who is our peace. Peace from the Holy Spirit, the life-giver. The peace of the triune God be always with you.
Thank you.
Holy God, holy and strong, holy and immortal, give us the bread of everlasting life and make us branches of the true vine. Amen. Amen. The Lord is here.
His Spirit is with us.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give thanks and praise.
It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, always and everywhere, to give you thanks, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God. For with your only begotten Son and the Holy Spirit, you are one God, one Lord. All that you reveal of your glory, the same we believe of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, without any difference or inequality. We, your Holy Church, acclaim you, Father of majesty unbounded, your true and only Son, worthy of all worship, and the Holy Spirit, advocate and guide. Three persons we adore, one in being and equal in majesty. And so with angels and archangels, with cherubim and seraphim, we sing forever of your glory. You are holy indeed, the source of all holiness. Grant that by the power of your Holy Spirit and according to your holy will, these gifts of bread and wine may be to us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, who in the same night that he was betrayed took bread and gave you thanks. He broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, after supper, he took the cup and gave you thanks. He gave it to them, saying, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me."
Jesus Christ is Lord.
Lord, by your cross and resurrection, you have set us free. You are the Saviour of the world.
And so, Father, calling to mind his death on the cross, his perfect sacrifice made once for the sins of the whole world, rejoicing in his mighty resurrection and glorious ascension, and looking for his coming in glory, we celebrate this memorial of our redemption. As we offer you this, our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving, we bring before you this bread and this cup, and we thank you for counting us worthy to stand in your presence and serve you. Send the Holy Spirit on your people, and gather into one in your kingdom all who share this one bread and one cup, so that we, in the company of Blessed Mary, Thomas Ken, Columba, Barnabas, Richard Baxter, Richard of Chichester, and all the saints, may praise and glorify you forever, through Jesus Christ our Lord, by whom and with whom and in whom, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honour and glory be yours, Almighty Father, for ever and ever. Let us pray with confidence as our Saviour has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. We break this bread to share in the body of Christ. Though we are many, we are one body, because we all share in one bread. God's holy gifts for God's holy people. Jesus Christ is holy. Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Let us pray. Almighty and eternal God, you have revealed yourself as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and live and reign in the perfect unity of love. Hold us firm in this faith, that we may know you in all your ways and evermore rejoice in your eternal glory, who are three persons yet one God, now and forever. Amen. God of truth, we have seen with our eyes and touched with our hands the bread of life. Strengthen our faith that we may grow in love for you and for each other through Jesus Christ our Lord. The Father who first loved us and made us accepted in the beloved Son, bless you. Amen. Amen. God, the Son who loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood, bless you. Amen. Amen. God, the Holy Spirit who sheds abroad the love of God in our hearts, bless you. Amen. Amen. The blessing of the one true God, to whom be all love and all glory for time and for eternity, come down upon you and remain with you always. Amen.
There are three that testify in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Spirit, and these three are one. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord.
In the name of Christ. Amen.